Coming up this week on BYU Football with Kalani Sitake, the Cougs kick off what they hope is a November to remember as BYU comes off its second bye week with its first trip to Lubbock in 85 years. It's the game of the year in the Big 12, and we're breaking it down with the coach and Bear Bachmeyer next on BYU TV and ESPN+.
BYU Football with Kalani Sitake is presented by Intermountain Health, official medical provider of BYU Athletics.
Here we go. Hello, hello, hello. Good evening once again, Cougar Nation. Welcome back inside Studio C in the BYU Broadcasting Building on the Brigham Young University campus in beautiful Provo, Utah for our Game 9 edition of BYU Football with Kalani Sitake. We are joined here in Studio C by a full house audience. You guys look and sound really good tonight. Yes. And we thank you for tuning in live or on demand on the BYU TV app, ESPN Plus, and BYU Radio. Well, coming up on this evening's show, we will take a highlight-driven look back at how BYU's gotten to 8-0 for a second consecutive season. Isn't that something? Defensive lineman Bodie Schoonover is going to be inside the film room. Special guest in studio is Bear Bachmeyer. Deep Blue will profile a special young BYU fan named Sadie Mortensen. We'll have some Q&A for the coach and his QB. BYU football trivia will be on tap, and we'll look ahead to Saturday's showdown at Texas Tech. Well, for the first time in the Kalani Sitake era, BYU's on a 10-game win streak dating back to last season. It is the second longest current streak in college football. Please welcome back to Studio C the head coach of your BYU Cougars, Kalani Sitake. Shout out Ruth Hamuli, tonight's lay girl. Well done, Ruth, again. Nice job. Hello, my friend.
Good to be here. Missed you guys.
Missed you, too. What did you do with your latest Saturday off?
Really lazy. Yeah, I just, honestly, we had some work done during the week, and then just watched a lot of football and did whatever my wife told me to do and my kids wanted me to do, so that's kind of what I did.
Always a good ammo. Rest and recuperation, I think those were both made available to your guys at a pretty good time.
Yeah, and they did a great job handling it all. And, you know, we had a workout for them to accomplish and a run on Saturday. Those guys reported it in and did everything. Like, they're obedient boys, so I'm thankful I get to coach them. But we feel really good. Practice was good today. I mean, not great, but we made a lot of mistakes, which is great. You don't want to have Tuesday's practice be too good. It means that you made it too easy. We train ugly. We try to make things a little bit chaotic and try to fix it by the time we get to the weekend.
So we were in the makeup room a few minutes ago. I know you wouldn't think we would need that.
Giving away my secret.
We were getting ready for the show. It's TV magic. And the college football playoff rankings were being released as we were talking. And we find that BYU opens up at number 7, the best ever debut for BYU. There's more work to be done, of course, but a lot of respect for the Big 12 with two teams in the top 8 with you and Texas Tech right behind you.
Yeah, and I think that's what makes the game so exciting this weekend, you know, and I'm just proud of the way the guys worked and that we're at this position right now. But, you know, we got a lot of things to accomplish by the time we get to the Saturday's game. And I just want to thank all the fans that kept believing and, you know, helping us get through these games. So thank you so much, guys.
So BYU is number 8 in the AP poll, which is one of the polls we talk about, too. BYU's played a lot of football games over a lot of years, and this is the first time ever that BYU's been a top 10 AP team, taking on a top 10 AP team this weekend at Texas Tech.
Yeah, really cool, and I think the opportunity of being in the Big 12 Conference allows us that to happen. And I mean, it's been hard playing in the conference with so many great teams and passionate fan bases, but I mean that's what we're here for, and I feel like we're right at home in this conference, and just really appreciate the the partnership that we have with all the other institutions in the conference.
Media partners are a big part of this thing too. You had Fox Big Noon kickoff at your place a few weeks ago, and now you go to Texas Tech where ESPN College Game Day is going to be rolling into Lubbock because they know how big a game this is as well.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I mean, looking forward to it. And, you know, just ask the guys to embrace the entire, I mean, I'm jealous. They get to play in this stuff, you know, and they get to be in the Big 12 and get to go to Lubbock and play on that field and in that stadium in front of a hostile crowd. And so I want them to just live it up and embrace every opportunity they have coming to them this weekend.
Kalani, it's hard to win any game. All right. It's really hard to win games in a row, and it's really hard to win 8 games in a row. But to do that 2 years in a row, you've gotten into November with no losses for 2 consecutive years playing in a power conference. Phenomenal. I think it's great.
Yeah, I mean, thank you. But if I wish I could take all the credit, you know, but we have amazing young men that buy in and believe in what we're getting done. And it's just not their role as a football player. It's their role as a human and as a disciple of Christ. And so I think we're being blessed for all those things. We've said that we just got to stay humble and stay hungry, and we're going to keep saying that and keep working, especially with our guest that's coming in today.
Mm-hmm. Bear Bachmeier is our guest tonight. So we're hoping it's November to remember. November is a different kind of football. We saw that last year. Were there any lessons you take out of last November that you hope to apply this time around?
Yeah, of course, because last November didn't go the way that we wanted it to, but I thought we learned a lot of lessons. And then the one thing that we've been about is learning. You know, we have a culture of love and learn. So it'd be foolish for us not to take advantage of the opportunities that we had last year and to try to find ourselves in a better position to be successful. So we're going to work towards all that. Everything's been deliberate this entire year. And I think it's worked out the way that we've been in with our intentional movements and everything that we've done. And then taking in a new quarterback into the offense and then learning it, and he's progressing. As he's progressing, everybody else is getting better too, and I think it's great timing. We're coming off a bye, and the guys are feeling great, and we're excited about the work that we're going to accomplish this week and excited about the game.
It all starts in Lubbock. First trip to Texas Tech in a long, long time. Interesting note before we, and we'll get to the Red Raiders a little later on, talk a bit more about them in depth, but I was watching the Texas Tech K-State broadcast this past week. They spent a lot of time talking about Texas Tech's linebackers coach, who's a guy named CJ Ayu, who we know quite well, the Ayu family ties. And that's kind of a nice little touch, knowing we have that connection going into Texas Tech.
Yeah, and I mean, and you look even beyond that. I mean, CJ's doing a great job with his role there at Texas Tech. And, you know, we have Jason's with us,
right,
as assistant associate athletic director. And so he's done a great job with us and a lot of different roles. And so we know the family really well. And, you know, they're going to have their guys ready. Joe McGuire is a great head coach. There's a lot of connections, and I mentioned this earlier that in the press conference yesterday that, I mean, we've always cheered for Texas Tech because Mike Leach went there, and he put the air raid there, and that's an offense that we remember cheering for back in the 80s and when Lavelle was making that happen. And so I had a great relationship with Coach Leach, and I mean, his son, Cody, was on our staff for a few years before he went to work with his dad at Mississippi State, and so and in a lot of ways, I mean, there's a connection to that community.
Yeah.
And I mean, they don't care about the connection. They're going to cheer against us. But we have a lot of respect for that program and a lot of respect for what they've done traditionally on the football field. And looking forward to just going on there and being in that stadium.
I'll drop a little Texas Tech trivia on you real quick. Coming into tonight, there was only one team in the Big 12 of the current Big 12 members that had never appeared in a CFP ranking. And that was Texas Tech until tonight. So they're finally in it.
Pretty cool, and Coach McGuire has done a great job with the program. I mean, they're a solid team. It's going to take our best to get them this weekend, and I'm looking forward to getting there.
All right, for a second consecutive season, as noted, BYU is 8-0 to open the season. We've seen some great plays through August, September, and October. Let's take a quick look back now at some of the best of those plays with highlights presented by Waystar. A really exciting year so far.
It's just good to get football back.
Let's just go play BYU football and show them what we got again.
The meat of BYU's resume has just happened in the last 2 weeks.
There's a bear on the loose in Provo.
BYU continues to overperform as the underdog.
But this team continues to win.
All right, let's roll through this. It started in late August. Yes, it was August 30th with a freshman quarterback making a start to open the season. That had never happened, Kalani, in the long history of BYU football, that a true freshman quarterback or any kind of freshman quarterback would start a season opener, and that was Bear Bachmeyer. This was the Portland State game back in the August sunshine.
Yeah, seems like so long ago. And but what a great game and a great moment. I mean, the stadium was rocking. Thank you for all Cougar Nation showing up and making this sellout game against an FCS opponent.
And we've seen a lot of those rushing touchdowns from Bear Bachmeyer this season. He's been a real weapon. His next rushing touchdown will tie him for the all-time single-season quarterback touchdown rushing record when he gets to 10.
Yeah, I'm excited for that to happen.
All right, next game was, by the way, 69-0 over Portland State. Way to go. September 6th, it was Stanford. You brought a P4 team into LaBelle Edwards Stadium, the Stanford Cardinal, and this was win number 2 of 8 for BYU on the season.
Yeah, and you see Stanford, I mean, it was a good game for us, and I don't know if we played our best, but they did some things that were really different and try to pressure us and try to make it really difficult for Bear, but, you know, they're working really hard, and they actually ended up beating Florida State, you know, not long ago.
So Stanford, you defeated them 27-3, final score. That was a back-to-back home games to open the year. Then you took your team on the road for the first time. You went all the way out to East Carolina on September 20th.
Yeah, and after a bye, you know, we had some time to prep for that game. And being on the East Coast, we changed some things up and knew that we had to shift some of our training, and we did that. And I thought our guys did a great job showing up and playing against a really talented East Carolina team.
And that was, they're really fired up for that game. They put a lot of hype into that week.
Yeah, the stadium was packed. We had a lot of blue there, so it was nice. But it was a really cool experience being there and had a little bit of payback for them from last time we played them.
34-13 was the final, and you finished non-conference play undefeated at 3-0, which meant it was time for Big 12 play, and you opened things up in Boulder.
Yeah, that was fun. I mean, it was a late night game, and that place was packed too. We had a lot of our fans there, and we ran into some adversity because things didn't go our way right away, and found ourselves down in points, and it was 14-0 we're down, and I love the guys' reaction to it. Not a lot of panic, and composure, especially by number 47, was really nice to see. And then, we were able to come out with the victory.
BYU came back in the fourth quarter to record the 24-21 win. And BYU was a 4-0, so halfway to the 8-0 start. Then you were back home, and it was a general conference Friday night affair with West Virginia.
Yeah, that was a fun game. I mean, on a travel, got back late, and then having to play a day early. I was really impressed with the way the guys prepared for that game. And the plays, I mean, Parker had a great game.
This is when he started getting going.
Yeah, this is when he started feeling healthy, and it's nice to see Parker when he's healthy because he's really fast, and so was Chase and the rest of the group, but felt like things came together. I mean, it wasn't a perfect game, but I saw some really good improvement and saw some progress that we made as a program during this week.
38-24 the final. BYU's 5-0, back on the road, and this was a wild one because the weather got involved down in Tucson as you took on Arizona.
Yeah, stinking lightning, man. I thought we started out really quick and had a 14-0 lead, and then credit to Arizona at home. They found a way to come back and battle back, and we found ourselves as a team down by 10 again and down by double scores, and it was good to see our guys keep believing in themselves and working through it and just finding a way to win. I mean, that took us into overtime, well, double overtime, right? So. Mm-hmm. And glad that we were able to get it done. But it was a complete team win, and that was hard going into Arizona and getting that victory.
And what you see behind us is the final play of the game. That incomplete pass sealed the deal, and you win the game in double overtime, 33-27. And then it was time for the Utah game. You had the Utes on your home field back on October 18th.
Yeah, great game. Felt really good about our prep and just going into this game, feeling good about the matchup altogether. We knew we had to be physical. Defensively, they got a lot of their yards. Most of it was on the outside, so we had to improve there. But we were opportunistic, made plays, and we found ourselves with a two-score lead in the fourth quarter, and really felt like we were in control of that game, especially towards the end of the game there.
And that touchdown run has become iconic already in BYU lore, the Bear Bachmeyer touchdown run.
Yeah, let's get more of that. That'd be
all right.
Great.
24-21 the final over the U. And then Iowa State, the last game you played. Of course, we had a bye week since we last visited with you, but what a big win this was for BYU, going into a full house, great coach in Matt Campbell, and a strong defense always. And you found yourself down early in this one again.
Yeah, and then gave them a score on the first play, and huge credit to Fale Tausatuala, just stuck with it, And then he ended up playing really good, you know, the rest of the game. And then that's shows a lot of growth and a lot of maturity in him. And then just the guys just overall playing and just finding ways to, you know, to be fortunate, find some fortune in what we do.
Big play
we,
here.
We coach this, so, you know, when we punt, people need to watch out for that. We got it. I mean, we got it last year, too, when we played SMU. So this isn't thing. It's not luck. It's things that we actually work on. You create your own luck if you coach it right, and K-pop's been on it. But I love the response from the guys and the fact that we were able to get this big play by Folley here. You know, and that's the same game. He gave up that big touchdown and then showed up and did that. And then the rest was history, man. We ended up getting the 14-point victory. And the first 28 minutes, we were down 24-10, you know, so whatever we did in the first 28 minutes, that was okay. offense scored 10 points. Defensively wasn't good enough, but we're down 24-10, and then the last 32, we won 31-3. So let's just do that for 60 minutes, and I'll be okay.
Pretty simple formula, There he is. Wow, we just took you all the way to 8-0. 41-27 was that final there in Ames. And so four games left now in the regular season. Let's take a look at the schedule. We always do three columns of games here on the screen. And the two columns are now done, which leaves just the teams on the right. At Texas Tech, home to TCU, at Cincinnati, home to UCF. Four games left in the regular season. We know that if BYU wins three of those four games, the Cougars are playing in Arlington in the Big 12 title game. You just want to win all four, of course, but it's nice to know you put yourself in that position.
Yeah, I feel really, really good about what we've been able to do, the plan from the beginning, from January to now, and even the plan through the season. Thought we utilized the bye week perfect in what we getting the guys back and healthy. And then, just knowing that we're going to have that bye week to make this push. Felt like we emptied the tank on Iowa State. They're coming off a bye and that matchup. I mean, it was really good for us to go through that swing there and that all those six games in a row, you know, and to come out victorious in all of them. And now we should be more fresh and we should be more prepared for Texas Tech going into this game and making a strong push for the end of the year.
You know, you always have to rationalize when the bye comes, right? But I think in this case, it probably came at about the best time for you.
Yeah, perfect timing. Yeah. I mean, now that we're sitting here at 8-0, it was awesome.
Okay. as mentioned earlier, tonight marks the debut of the first college football playoff rankings of the 2025 season. Last year, 8-0, BYU entered the rankings at number 9. This year, 8-0, BYU has entered the rankings at number 7, as we've discussed. I think we're going to have the rankings up for you. Now, these aren't the actual rankings. It's the actual bracket because of the way the bracketing works. Virginia, although they're not ranked 11th, gets put at 11th as the fourth best conference champion projected. And Memphis, as the fifth best conference champ, gets put in at the 12th spot, even though they're well back of that. So that's what the bracket would look like. It's intriguing. It's a projection. You wouldn't complain about having Notre Dame come into your place in December to play a playoff game at Lavelle Edwards Stadium.
No, I mean, honestly, I'm just so focused on this game this week. This is really nice, but I want our guys to be focused on what we're trying to accomplish this Saturday, and that's something really difficult. So it's going to take all our effort and our focus to get that done. That's great for everybody to look at.
It is great to be in the picture. It is great to be in the picture, but it means you've done something.
Yeah, exactly. But last year we were in the same position and we didn't do enough. And so really get back to, and if we didn't learn anything from last year to now, then it'd be on me. So the moment right now is for us to get better and stay focused on what we're trying to accomplish. And that's everything going into this game Saturday.
All right, and those rankings were presented, by the way, by Smarty Address Data Wizards. All right, on this season's outstanding BYU defensive unit, one of the most unsung, maybe under-the-radar players has been redshirt junior defensive end Bodie Schoonover. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah, and it does the dirty work and makes other guys look good, too.
You bet right, he does. Top 10 on the team in tackles, multiple sacks, multiple pass breakups, multiple hurries on his season stat tally. And tonight, Bodie looks at some of his best plays with our Jerem Jordan inside the film room.
Bodie, the defense has been awesome this year. Let's look at some of your individual greatness here. Let's go back to the Utah game. A pass deflection on Devin Dampier, which was big in this game.
Man, I was lined up in the three tech right here. Pretty new to me this season, but I enjoy it. The guard pulled. I was expecting a back block. I got it, but he was a little too slow. So beat him right off the edge and got my hand up. Wanted the sack, but he got the ball out too fast. So got my hand up and got the deflection, but you know, I was having fun out there.
Is that the offhand?
Yeah, yeah. And it's actually crazy because my shoulder's been bugging me lately. I didn't think I was going to get up in time, but got it.
It's always a big play to make a play against Utah.
Yeah, no, for real.
Then against Iowa State, hey, maybe your best game ever as a Cougar. Two sacks, man. What'd you see here?
Now, watching film on him all week, I mean, good tackles, but not too fast around the edges. We knew we could get him on a swipe. So we got him a little swipe right there, and quarterback tried to scramble, but got him.
I love the effort. The dive is money.
Yeah. That's the one thing I always try to play with is effort, because, I mean, I'm not the most athletic, but you can't stop effort. So definitely one of my highlights of my career, first sack of my career. So can't complain about that.
And then why settle at one when you can have two?
Yeah, for real. My teammates really rallied around me. And right before these two plays, they came up to me. It was like, Bodie, just forget about it. Go out there, do your thing. Got two sacks.
And Evan Johnson helped you out.
Yeah, after the play too, he's like, hey, bro, you're welcome. I was like, hey, appreciate you, man. Appreciate you for missing that sack.
Just a little slippage.
Just a little bit.
All good. All good. Yeah. You guys are so team-based, and that's what I love. You don't care whether me, you, just we. And now you've got this massive game at Texas Tech, huge opportunity for BYU. How are you feeling about the first top 10 matchup in BYU football history?
Man, I'm just excited. These are the kind of dreams we play for. I mean, I was walking out with a bunch of my teammates just barely after class, and we're all just so excited, so amped up, ready to go, man. Like, if it was tomorrow, we'd be ready to go. We had the bye week, so we're fully prepared and ready to go. So, yeah.
I love it. Best of luck in Lubbock, and go get them, man.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
All right, love the way Bodie's playing. You lost basically an entire starting defensive line from last year's team, yet this year's D-line has been one of the strengths of this year's team.
Yeah, and I think Bodie hit it, he said it perfectly when he said that, you know, it's not really about athleticism, it's about the effort, and he's always giving the best effort, and he's willing to sacrifice even his own physical presence. I mean, he's playing in three technique, and that's usually a D-tackle, 300-pound.
More inside, three is more inside.
Yeah, so he's an end that can play inside because he's strong and he's physical, and he's not afraid to do it. So it does well, and that's why I love having him on our team. He's done a great job, and he keeps improving. It's going to be awesome.
It is. All right, that's a pretty healthy first segment of our show tonight. It is time for our first break, and this reminder that your day-to-day Cougar sports play-by-play happens on BYU Sports Nation. Join Jeremy Spencer weekdays at noon Eastern on BYU TV and BYU Radio. When we come back, Deep Blue will tell us the story of a fan named Sadie Mortensen, and quarterback Bear Bachmeyer joins us in Studio C as BYU football with Kalani Sitake continues. Stay with us.
BYU football with Kalani Sitake is brought to you by Intermountain Health, official medical provider for BYU athletics, Waystar, and Smarty, address data wizards.
Welcome back. We are back on BYU football with Kalani Sitake. Time now for Deep Blue, presented by Deseret Book, home to real life stories of faith, grit, and hope. Dive deeper today at DeseretBook.com. Young cancer survivor and true blue hero for the BYU football team, Sadie Mortensen, wanted to hike all the way up Y Mountain, even though she felt weak from treatments. Repeated hikes to the Y built Sadie's strength and confidence and brought her family even closer. Here now, Deep Blue with Sadie Mortensen.
When my daughter Sadie was just 4 years old, we were living in Casper, Wyoming. And there was one morning when I was brushing her hair, pulling it back, and I noticed a really big lump on her neck.
Obviously, my mind didn't go first to cancer. I thought maybe she got bit by a spider or something.
We took her into the doctor, and they told us, you know, we haven't really seen these very often. I definitely think you should prepare for a long stay at Primary Children's. And they referred us down. Do you remember when we went down and we had to drive that 6-hour drive to Salt Lake, and everyone was on edge? Nervous.
It was actually pretty quick once they looked at her blood and ran some other tests that we got the diagnosis of T-cell acute lymphoblastic leukemia.
we're obviously going through our own thing, like processing this as an individual, as parents together. We also have Charlie, who's just a baby, trying to manage taking care of him as well. And then also just putting on a brave face for Sadie and be like, look, you're gonna have to do some really hard things and you're not gonna fully understand why. And it's not always gonna feel like it's helping, but it helps. She just like latched onto that mindset.
I was just like, okay, every day we're gonna have to do something different and hard.
She's never been one to back down from a challenge, but I was so impressed with her. I just like freshly 5 years old, her ability to say like, okay, it might not make sense and it might not be easy, but the only way out is through.
So after her month-long stay in the hospital, and we were living back in Casper, but she still had multiple checkups a week, and if there was ever a fever or kind of an emergency situation, we always had to go to Primary Children's.
So we pretty quickly decided to relocate to Utah to be closer to her treatment at Primary Children's, and we settled down in Payson. But we were still traveling up to Primary Children's with the same frequency, multiple times a week, sometimes every single day. If you've ever driven north on I-15 in Utah, there's letters all along the mountain on the side. And the first one that we see driving from south of Provo up to Salt Lake is the Y.
My mom like explained like there's trails to those. They stand for like the place you're in. Like the Y stands for Brigham Young University. So the minute I heard her say there's hikes to them, I was like, when can we start hiking? When can we go to the Y and get to that letter?
Sadie was like, I want to start, and I just want to go as far as I can.
The first time I came, I only made it, like, to this rock.
Right here?
Right here, at the very beginning. But I was still in treatment and like all my muscle was gone because of chemo.
But we were so proud of Sadie for just even trying and making it up 100 feet into the trail. And then we'd go and get donuts together as a family afterwards or like something fun to celebrate. And just inching our way up one victory at a time made the journey so much more digestible. And it also brought a lot of joy and kind of knitted us closer together. Instead of isolating us into fear, we were just like all in this, working hard towards a common goal, and we just took it one step at a time.
When we hiked the Y and made it to the top, Sadie had the goal to make it to each switchback, and I was just so impressed by her determination and willpower to make it to each one where we could take a break, catch our breath before we went on to the next one. But seeing her work through that and through this whole process with her cancer treatment just really made me proud of her and really happy to be her dad.
Almost there, babe. Halfway there, babe.
Halfway!
I think coming to hike the Y, especially coming back to do it with Sadie, it gives you just perspective. Like from the bottom, it feels really daunting, but there's switchbacks and you can take a break and look at how far you've come every step of the way. And it's not like we're ever hiking alone, you know? We're here together, we're holding each other's hands, motivating each other up the mountain, and we were never in our cancer journey alone. We had each other, we had our friends and family, and we took it one step at a time, and at the end, just like at the Y, the view from the top is unbeatable, and you just feel like you've done amazing things, and I'm really proud of Sadie.
After beating cancer and making it to the top of the Y for my very first time, I felt really proud of myself, and I felt like I'm done, I can do anything.
Sadie's more than just a kid with cancer. She's a girl with determination and strength and positivity, and I'm so excited that her hiking the Y is a chance for her to prove to herself that she has control of her own story, and she's gonna share it with the world.
Of course, everything's gonna be hard to do. You just have to practice it. And you have to never give up.
So Sadie, one of your past True Blue heroes. The True Blue Hero program continues every week within BYU football. What can you share with our audience briefly about what that's all about?
Yeah, that's probably the favorite moment of the week for our players. And just being able to connect with people like Sadie, all our True Blue heroes. They're so inspiring, and they motivate us to do as much as we can and to help everyone. So to all our True Blue heroes, we love you and your families, and hope everyone gets to know your story, and Cougar Nation gets to feel the inspiration that we feel from them, and just love you guys. Thank you so much, Sadie.
Thanks, Kalani. As the month of November kicks off for us, there's a new name that has popped up on some Heisman Trophy watch lists, and it's the name of BYU's true freshman quarterback. But that'll happen when you lead your team to an 8-0 start with stellar stats and a hype highlight reel. He's been real good, and we're real happy that he's with us tonight here in Studio C. Please give a warm Sitake Show welcome to Bear Bachmeier. I'm waiting a few weeks for you.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here, so, yeah.
I'm glad you're here. Yesterday marked 6 months since you committed to BYU. How do you describe the last 6 months of your life?
Crazy, amazing, just, I mean, there's a bunch of words to describe what it's been like, but, you know, I'm glad to be here, and especially play under somebody of Coach Taki's stature, and so it's so great. I'm so happy.
Do you remember when you first became aware of Bear, Kalani?
Well, I knew about him back in when he was in high school, and Tiger, and because they're Hank's brothers too, and so we competed against Hank, and when they were coming out of high school, we tried to recruit him, but really impressed with their entire family, and the character and the integrity that they have in their family, and so you know, we felt like that was a great connection, and then things just worked out in our favor.
Bear, you didn't commit to BYU expecting to be the starting quarterback right away in year one, but clearly you saw a good future for yourself one way or the other here in Provo. What were you seeing in the future?
Yeah, I was enamored by just the stability of the coaches, and you know, obviously Coach Taki's been here for more than a decade, and Coach A-Rod's been calling plays here for a while, so that attracted me, and just the culture at BYU, and they like to win games, and so I like the scheme too, and I mean there's, you can go on, and then you get into the academics as well, so it's just a great fit for me.
For someone who's been a Cougar for a relatively short time, how does it feel to be so embraced by Cougar Nation in just a few months?
Yeah, it's been great. We got the best fans in the country, so it's just Yeah, but it's truly amazing. It's a blessing for sure.
Did you have any sense of what you were in for when you became a Cougar?
I mean, not really. I mean, just very prideful and very, very prideful community and it's awesome. Yeah.
Can you give us some of the branches of your athletic family tree?
Yeah, My dad played basketball at the Naval Academy, and so you know, he's pretty athletic. My mom says she was athletic too, so she said she did everything, and I got an older brother who played college football for 6 years, and an older sister that runs track at the University of Redlands in Southern California, and obviously my other brother Tiger, and I got a younger brother named Buck who. Is just got to high school, and he's playing football, and he's getting ready for basketball season. So.
So what year is he again?
He's a freshman.
Okay, freshman.
Yep.
All right. What's his best sport right now, would you say?
I like him at I like him playing baseball because he's a lefty, so just okay. that natural tail on the ball. And so
very
just,
cool.
Yeah, train him to be a pitcher.
How about you in baseball?
Yeah, I like baseball a lot. Yeah, if maybe pull a Jaren move and play possibly.
Do a little we'll Jaren see. Hall two sport thing.
We'll see.
No. Kalani, your thoughts on that?
I'm not against it.
Your brother Hank got one start for Boise State against BYU. Where were you for that game on October 8th, 2021?
You mean playing BYU?
Yeah, when he played against BYU.
Yeah, where was I? I was probably just home watching the game, but...
You weren't here for it.
No. Yeah, I was just watching the game, and unfortunately, they got us that day.
Fortunately for your brother, unfortunately for BYU. BYU came into that game 5-0. Yeah, they were undefeated.
Top 10, I think.
Yeah, and Boise handed BYU its first loss of the season behind your brother, 26-17.
Yeah, thanks for bringing up the good times.
It's all good now. It's water under the bridge. Working with Aaron Roderick as your offensive coordinator and QB coach, what's that like?
Yeah, he's just done a great job of just instilling confidence in me, and he's got my back, I got his back, and just how he's been able to help me progress throughout the season, and I feel like that trust is just getting stronger and stronger, opening up the playbook, and we're just firing away, so we just got to keep going.
You get a lot of credit for what's happening with the BYU offense for a lot of good reasons. The guys who don't get enough credit are the offensive linemen, and there are more than just seven, but if you'd be so kind, if you could give us one word to describe each of these seven guys, if you don't mind. Start with Bruce Mitchell.
Man, ferocious, man. I would say intelligent, but he's ferocious. I mean, Bruce Mitchell, he's ferocious.
Love it. Isaiah Jada.
Dog.
Waylon Lapuaho.
I was gonna say bigger dog, but what did I say? This might not be a great word, but he's chattery. I don't know. I need to amplify the word.
Loquacious.
Chattery. Sure, yeah.
Yeah, okay, we'll go with that. Verbose. All right. Austin Leusa.
Let's go. I just want to say dog because they're all dogs.
You'll be a meme. I love it. Yeah.
Yeah, let's just say dog.
Okay, Andrew Gentry.
Another dog, but I think Andrew's just an intelligent player as well.
Okay. Kyle Safarchuk.
Quick. He gets off the ball. He's explosive.
And Sonny Macassini.
Also explosive. Yeah, he's in another dog. So.
Okay. Yep. Plenty of dogs, which is good to have on the offensive line. Thanks for shouting those guys out. I do appreciate it. We'll take a break. We'll come back, and we'll have some fun and games with Bear and Kalani as we continue on BYU Football with Kalani Sitake. Stay with us. All right. Welcome back. This is BYU Football with Kalani Sitake, presented by Intermountain Health. Time for a little game night fun on the program as we do. People young and old familiar with the good old game night go-to. It's called Mad Libs. You heard of Mad Libs?
Yes.
All right. It's where random words are inserted into various scenarios and hilarity ensues. Tonight, we are going to put our own twist on the exercise with the Cougars QB as we play... Bear Libs.
All right.
Big stretch for us from Mad Libs to Bear Libs, and here we go. So I'm just basically going to ask you for different random words, and you're going to give me those words, and then going to plug them into a story, and we're going to see what comes out. This is bound to be fun. First word we're asking for you is a positive adjective. Give me a positive adjective.
Okay. Joyful.
Joyful. I like that. Very nice. Joyful. Now I'd like to give me a name of a celebrity.
Adam Sandler.
Adjective.
Big.
Big. Opposing team.
I was gonna say Team Up North, but let's go Red Raiders. Why not?
Texas Tech. I need a number.
Oh, 47.
47. Like it. A funny word.
Bubbly.
Bubbly. A player's name. I would probably say even a teammate's name. Yeah.
Are you alluding to Tiger?
No, it could be anybody. Yeah.
Well, I was thinking Tiger, so.
Okay, you want to say Tiger?
Okay, Tiger.
We'll go Tiger. Tiger Bottomire. Animal.
A gorilla.
Gorilla. Another adjective.
Blue.
Okay, fair enough. A rival.
Ute.
Okay, we're going to go with the Ute. Sell that one. A plural of powerful animals.
Yeah, I guess.
It could be bears, yeah.
Yeah, we'll go Bears.
Bears, there you go. historical figure.
Abraham Lincoln.
Another player's name, teammate's name.
Bruce.
Bruce Mitchell. Adjective.
Funny.
A verb ending in ing.
Running.
Running. Another adjective, my friend.
Gosh, these adjectives. Let's go boring.
Okay. Football skill.
Fast.
An actual skill.
Oh, a skill.
A skill you'd use in football.
Okay. Hurdle.
Hurdle, good. Snack food.
Rice Krispies.
Adjective.
I don't know, small.
Small. Teammate's name.
Jada.
I love it. Another adjective. We're getting close to the end of them, I promise.
I don't know, bright.
Unexpected dance move.
Ooh, sprinkler.
The sprinkler. Animal noise?
Rawr.
Rawr. Location, a city or a town?
Provo.
Provo. Emotion?
I already said happy. Let's go. Or no, I didn't say happy. Did I say happy?
I think happy's new for you. We'll go happy.
Happy.
Happy. And then finally, a food brand.
Kellogg.
Kellogg. Okay, here we go. You've filled up the story, and now we are going to spin a yarn for y'all. Let's dim the lights, and let's see what we've got tonight on this episode of Bear Libs. The BYU Cougars are having a joyful season so far, one that even Adam Sadler would describe as unexpectedly big.
There we go.
The season kicked off with a bang when the team beat Texas Tech, not authentically, by 47 points.
Ooh.
Thanks to a perfectly executed trick play called the Bubbly Shuffle, where Tiger Bachmeier ran into the end zone with the grace of a gorilla. The crowd went blue in celebration.
Ooh.
Then came the intense showdown against the Utes, where the Cougars' defense played with the strength of Bears and the brilliant strategy of Abraham Lincoln. Fans especially loved when Bruce Mitchell snagged a funny interception sprinted downfield while the stadium erupted in running. After the game, Coach Sitake praised the team for staying boring.
Oh, gosh.
And announced that they'd be spending extra time practicing hurdling. Right after enjoying some post-game Rice Krispie treats.
There we go.
Even the media agreed that the snack sounded small. Yeah. One of the most unforgettable moments came when Isaiah Jada scored a bright touchdown, then pointed to the crowd and did a sprinkler. Cougar fans went nuts, cheering so loudly it sounded like a roar all the way from Provo. With the season still rolling, Cougar Nation is feeling happy. If the team keeps playing at this level, who knows? They might just find themselves earning a spot in the prestigious Kellogg's Bowl. Go Cougars! So that's tonight's story. Well, aside from hurdling defenders and throwing touchdowns, you also spend occasional time strumming the guitar. And you've prepared an original number, a brief original number, to play for us here on the show in your Sitake Show debut. Yeah. Please give it up for Bear Bachmeier.
You want me to start playing?
Take it away, my friend.
This puts a lot of pressure on all the other players now.
The bar's been raised.
Yeah.
This is a song I'm not a great songwriter, but I wrote about growing up and about the road that I grew up on. Oh, head up Ortega Road, you take a left. The firefighter's stone and you keep going till you can't answer the phone. Ortega Road. Oh, four boys and a pretty girl, just having fun, enjoying the world and the box to get the abode. Utilize the Ortega Road. And I remember when I was 11, evacuated, the fire was spread and the box to get down the road utilized the Ortega road.
Let's go!
If you want some backstory, I grew up on the Ortega Highway and grew up with, there was four boys and one girl, and there was a fire one time that I wrote about, so yeah.
I love it. We might just want to shut this down at this point because I don't know that we can top this.
It's not fair. So much talent in one person, but
Thanks for doing that, Bear. Appreciate that. We'll come back with some Q&A for the coach and Bear Bachmeier. This is BYU Football with Kalani Sitake.
BYU Football with Kalani Sitake is brought to you by Intermountain Health, official medical provider for BYU Athletics. Deseret Book, home to real-life stories of faith, grit, and hope. And Ken Garf, we hear you.
This is BYU Football with Kalani Sitake. Time for some audience Q&A now featuring our coach and Bear Bachmeier, presented by Ken Garf, where we hear from you, the fans. We have time for three questions tonight. We've got our mic here at the studio floor. Sir, go ahead.
I'm Paul.
You are Paul.
I was put up for this by my wife, Debbie, who's sitting right up there with the big smile.
Good job, Debbie.
And I've noticed this in recent games by other quarterbacks, that their mouth guards are sometimes hanging out the side. Yours is always hanging out the side. Why do you wear your mouth guard half in and half out?
Yeah, I like to chew on it during the game. And also it allows me to speak a little clearer.
It's very practical. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, our next question. Go ahead, young man.
I'm Ben Ellsworth. my question is, Bear, if you had a kid, who on the team would you let babysit them?
I mean, the linemen are pretty responsible. So, any of those guys, not the receivers though.
Stick with the O line. All right, and I love your jersey, by the way. Nice pick tonight. Go ahead.
Thanks. I'm Cole, and this question is for Bear. So, what's your favorite thing to do outside of football?
Well, yeah, I like playing the guitar, and When my grandma's home, we play gin rummy, and it gets pretty competitive, so that's cool.
Card player. All right, before we go to break, Kalani, one word to describe this guy.
Oh, man. I'll just say composure. And I can't do one word, but his ability to learn and his willingness to learn is amazing. And you see whenever he makes a play, or after every drive, he's always on the tablet trying to get better. And he is such a humble young man and the perfect teammate. So he's always happy when his teammate makes plays.
Love it. Good stuff. Thank you for that. I'm on the tablet for this week's trivia question. Here we go. In what year did BYU play its first and only game at Texas Tech? The answer is coming up next. Stay with us. All right, welcome back to BYU Football with Kalani Sitake, represented by Intermountain Health. Here's tonight's trivia question. In what year did BYU play its first and only game at Texas Tech? You got to go back to 1940 for this one.
That was my guess.
The current stadium wasn't really.
No, the
current stadium opened later than that. So there we go. All right, it is the game of the year to this point in the Big 12 schedule. BYU and Texas Tech, number 8, number 9. It's great stuff. It's ESPN College Game Day. Let's know the foe. Texas Tech is 8-1 on the year, 5-1 in the Big 12. When they win, they tend to win big. They score a lot of points. Quarterback, we all know, great linebacker in Jacob Rodriguez. Good running game. Great team overall, and BYU is an excellent match for Texas Tech. Saturday, it'll be a fantastic affair. Here's what you can expect on TV and radio. It's on ABC Coast to Coast, BYU TV and BYU Radio for pregame and postgame. And here's what they'll be wearing in Lubbock on Saturday. They'll be the All Royals with the brand new helmet, the Sailor Coug helmet. All right, first time you're putting these lids on, and we've never seen them before. You think it looked pretty sharp?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I just kind of play it. I don't.
You don't worry about it.
Well, people were making a big deal about
they
it.
They were.
Yeah. I should be more enthusiastic, but yeah. They're cool. Yeah. They're
okay.
Awesome.
Okay. Big thumbs up at the end. All right.
See the composure in that answer.
Good. Yeah. Bear, good luck this weekend. Kalani, thank you. We'll see you next week. Thanks for being here, folks. Have a great week. Go Cougs.